Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, 24th August 2021. Top stories for today. It's another 20,837 new COVID-19 cases for Malaysia today, taking the total of confirmed infections in the country to more than 1.5 million. Selangor reported the highest with 4,645 cases. Other states that recorded above four digits were Sabah with 3,376, followed by Penang, Kedah, Johor, Sarawak, Kelantan, Kuala Lumpur and Perak, while Pahang recorded 521 cases, followed by Melaka, Terengganu and Negeri Sembilan. Meanwhile, Selangor Menteri Besar Dato' Sri Amiruddin Syari said it is compulsory for all Islamic non-governmental organisations, NGOIs, involved in the management of COVID-19 remains to meet the criteria prescribed by the Selangor Islamic Religious Department before being allowed to render their services. At the State Legislative Assembly sitting earlier today, Amiruddin said the NGOIs must be registered with the Registrar of Societies or a registered trustee under the Trustees Incorporation Act. State Public Health, Unity Women and Family Development Committee Chairman Dr. Siti Maria Mahmud said Selangor has received more than 7.4 million of COVID-19 vaccine doses consisting of Sinovac, Pfizer and AstraZeneca from the federal government as of yesterday. Dr. Siti Maria said the shots were administered to recipients based on the appointment dates given via the MySejahtera app and according to the National COVID-19 Immunisation Programme phases. On the international front, two separate research teams last week reported on laboratory tests of monoclonal antibodies that appear to protect against a broad range of COVID-19 virus variants. One study published in the New England Journal of Medicine identified high-level broad-spectrum antibodies in blood samples from survivors of the original SARS outbreak in 2003, who recently received the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine against the virus that causes COVID-19. The team says the findings from these studies could be a step toward developing new antibodies that would be effective against many variants of the coronavirus. At least about 1,000 people, including more than 50 female Afghan athletes and their dependents, have been evacuated on Australian flights out of Afghanistan after their plight had drawn the support of several prominent former sporting figures. And the Tokyo 2020 Paralympics will take center stage in Tokyo today as the Summer Games officially kicks off in Japan. There will be some fans, with Japan allowing some students to watch the Paralympians compete. More than 4,000 athletes representing about 134 nations will pursue medals across 540 events from August 24th to September 5th. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.